Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Friday, July 17th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. And Don, it's been an interesting week in these markets, but looks like we're going to end with plenty of green on the screen in the grains today.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in this market. I think so. What we're doing is adding risk premium to the market. We're adding risk premium for the U.S.-Russian war that continues to escalate. Both sides now using drones to hit vessels that are in their in the sea or in port. So. Adding some risk premium there. Also, fuel shortages showing up in those areas. So I think it's fair to say energy's moving higher. Petrol grains adding some strength to the market here at the end of the week. Then we also have concern with the Strait of Hormuz, if you will, U.S.-Iran war, two wars raging, and what's going to happen with fuel shipments and also fertilizer shipments out of that area. So then on top of that, we're in an El Nino year, and we're watching weather very close, as I think, after this hot week, let's see if the crop ratings go down 1% to 2% and the crop getting smaller versus bigger. So we'll see. All adds up to seasonally, normally, starting next week, we're in a seasonal downtrend, marching towards a crop. We'll see if we get a contra-seasonal rally, much like we had in 2020 and 2022. So work in progress as we end the week on a little bit of a firmer note. Wheat and soybeans at the top end of the ranges that we've had since May.
Don, we look over here at the livestock market, and I thought for a while cattle today was going to break the trend, but it looks like we're going to end in the red again. It's been quite a streak of closing in the red here for the cattle.
Yeah, you know, when you switch over to the cattle market, it's just one that, let's just say, it continues to belly flop to the downside. It's been a cash-led bull market for 2 years, and what's happened now is we've got a futures-led bear market with the cash market trying to catch the futures drifting lower. It is not uncommon to have a seasonal break from the spring high to the summer low. We've exceeded that break on the futures market by about $8 right now. So I think it's fair to say we'll see if the cash can hold together here. The futures market running these big discounts, about roughly about $10 off of the normal seasonals, $13 off of the normal basis levels that we have, just futures too low versus the cash. But we're seeing hedge cattle move with the basis the way it is. It's all going to be about demand. It's partly due to we had a big population jump due to the soccer games. That's coming to an end, and so we're losing some of our demand on that end of it, not only in the hogs, but in the cattle. When you look over to the hog market, while the cattle market's under pressure, the hog market, due to the hot temperatures, weights coming down, seasonals going up, cash rallying, and a lot of unwinding of people that have been long cattle, short hogs, flipping around the other way.
Don, if people want to pick your brain on these markets there, U.S. commodities, how do they get a hold of you?
You bet. Can reach us here at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.